各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of the Lord be with you always.
一起来看圣经诗篇一百啊，诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇十四节。
Psalm 90, verse 14.
九十篇十四节，七百二十六页。
Psalm 90, verse 14.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。这边诗人提到说呢，求神让我们可以早早的享受他的慈爱。
Here the poet mentioned that we should ask God so that we may enjoy His mercy and love.
让我们一生一世可以欢呼喜乐。
So that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
早上用这一节一生一世欢呼喜乐做题目，做彼此的勉励。
And this morning I based the topic on this verse, rejoice and be glad all our days, and use this as mutual encouragement.
太平洋教会有时候会到老人中心去做布道的工作。
The members of Pacifica Church sometimes will visit a senior rehabilitation center to do some preaching work.
有一次第一次去的时候呢，就发现到有十五二十个老人家坐着轮椅跟我们一起聚会。
And the first time we went there, we found that we have 15 to 20 elderly people sitting with us in service.
那有的他们流口水没有办法自己擦，有的头低低的。
And sometimes there's a lot of drip, and they cannot help them. They cannot wipe it themselves, and sometimes their head is always lowered.
自己没有办法把自己的头抬起来。
They cannot lift up their head.
所以在那边就觉得看到一幅秋天的景象。
So at a time, I feel that this is such a scenery of autumn.
回来的时候呢，我太太跟我这样讲。
And when we returned, my wife said to me,
所以有个老人家从聚会开始到结束一直握着她的手。
She said that there was a senior person held her hand through the whole service.
到结束还不让她走，那个工作人员必须要来一根一根手指头把她搬开。
And this person would not let her go even at the end of the service, so the workers had to come and separate them.
所以我想她也很珍惜我们去那里跟他们一起聚会。
So I think they treasure the time that we're there having service with them.
所以在想下次来这里到底要带给他们什么样的信息。
So then I thought next time I visit them, what kind of message should I bring to them?
小弟觉得对他们最好的一种圣经道理应该是喜乐的道理。
I think the best teaching in the Bible to share with them is the teaching on rejoicing.
我相信我们弟兄姐妹活在这个困难的人生当中呢，喜乐的道理对我们也是很宝贵。
And I believe that to all brothers and sisters living such a difficult life, this, the teaching of joy is also very precious to all of us.
圣经上这边让我们可以一生一世喜乐欢呼。
The Bible here tells us that we'll rejoice and be glad all our days.
早上就来谈一谈为什么我们应该喜乐欢呼。
And this morning I'd like to discuss with you why we should rejoice and be glad.
为什么圣经上又谈到一种所谓的超越性的喜乐。
And the Bible also discussed a type of transcending joy.
那从圣经上我们要如何来得到喜乐。
So from the Bible, how do we...
传道书的五章十九节。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书五章十九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 19.
旧约七百九十九页。五章的十九节。
Chapter 5 verse 19.
神赐人资财丰富，使他能以吃用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。真皮道说神赐给我们有饮食丰富。
Here it tells us that God gives us wealth and possessions.
我们又可以吃喝享用。
And so that we can enjoy these, eat and drink.
我们可以享受劳碌当中所得的份。
And we can enjoy our lot that is gained in our hard work.
这是神赐给人的一个喜乐了。
And this is kind of joy God given to man.
所以人应该要喜乐的。
Therefore, man must be joyful.
第三章也在谈到说，人莫强如在他经营的事上喜乐。
And in chapter 3, he also mentioned there is nothing better for a man than to enjoy his work.
又说我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善。
He also said there is nothing better for a man than to be happy and do good while they live.
莫强如啊，这是三章的十二节，都提到说最好的事情呢，就是我们终身可以喜乐，可以行善了。
And in chapter 3, these two verses mention nothing better. This means that in our lives, there's nothing better to do than to do good.
所以今天如果我们有一份工作，有啊有丰富的生活，我们应该高兴的。
Therefore, if we have a job and we have a good life, we should rejoice.
啊，我们春天来了，看到花开了，我们应该高兴的。
In the spring, we see the flowers blooming, and we should be happy.
啊，我们的孩子很健康，我们应该喜乐的。
Our children are healthy, we should be happy.
这是圣经上给我们的精神呢。
And this is the spirit of the Bible.
圣经上给我们另外一个原因，人要喜乐，是因为喜乐是良药。
And the Bible also gives us another reason that we must be joyful.
22节。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22.
箴言是七章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22.
782页。十七章二十二节
，Chapter 17, verse 22。
旧约782页，喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨头枯干。人遇到困难的时候会忧伤。
When a person faces difficulties, he will feel sorrowful.
忧伤有时候睡不着觉。
And sometimes be so sorrowful and worried, he will not be able to sleep.
几天睡不着觉，一定生病。
And if you can't sleep for a couple of days, you will feel sick.
最后骨头就枯干了。
And the bones will be dried up.
这边说最好的药就是喜乐。
Here says the best medicine is to have a cheerful heart.
我们遇到问题，大家会找药吃。
If we face problems or not feel well, we'll find medicine.
那药也是神赐给人智慧的一种结晶呢。
And so this medicine is also wisdom given by God.
我们可以感谢领受。
We can accept it with a thanksgiving heart.
但是我们会知道很多药都有副作用。
But we find that many medicines in this world have side effects.
所以现在人比较聪明，常常用所谓的自然疗法。
So people are getting smarter now. They use natural medicine.
所以呢，就注重这种环境的保护，因为很多自然的植物呢，不可以破坏，它有药效。
Therefore, they emphasize on conservation of the environment because the plants has this healing power, and so they want to preserve the plants.
那神这里给我们一剂药方啊。
But God here gave us a medicine.
就是喜乐的心。
And that is to have a cheerful heart.
我们觉得我们的身体有很多的潜能。
We feel that our body has a lot.
把他眼睛蒙起来。
And they blindfold a very healthy lady.
把他蒙了三到五天，然后再做他的脑筋的这种研究。
And they blindfold her for 5 days, 3 to 5 days, and they did this experiment on her brain activities.
那就发现到说很奇怪，她在眼睛被蒙了之后呢，她那个脑呢会用其他以前所没有用过的部分，换句话说，她的触觉跟她的嗅觉会变得比以前更加的灵敏啊。
And they find it quite interesting that once she lost her sight, her sense of smell and touch become more acute.
所以人身体它有自己调节自己的功能啊。
Therefore, our body is able to adjust itself.
我们一个姐妹她中耳炎发炎啊，中耳发炎。
And there's a sister who had infection in her ear.
医生说如果可以恢复到50%就已经是最好的了。
And the doctor said if she can be cured, 50% cured, then it's good enough.
她真的后来那个耳朵的听力只能够听到50%。
It's true that her ear can only hear 50%.
都是很奇妙，到最后那个声音啊，都从另外一个，常常都觉得是从另外一个耳朵进去的了。
So then she finds quite interesting that a lot of times the sound she hears comes from the other ear.
所以真的一个人，当我们可以自我调节，用喜乐的心来自我调节，我们发觉到我们可以活得更健康。
Therefore, we'll find that if we can adjust ourselves with a cheerful heart, then we'll have a healthier life.
有喜乐的心，我们就睡得着觉。
If we have a cheerful heart, then we'll be able to sleep well.
因为没有烦恼。
Because we have no worries.
精神好，我们身体会更健康。
And if we have a better heart, better mind, then we'll be healthier in our body.
喜乐是良药。
Therefore, joy is a good medicine.
圣经上除了提到说我们要喜乐这些理由之外呢，给我们一种所谓的超越性的喜乐。
And aside from these reasons mentioned in the Bible also gives us this transcending joy.
我们来看诗篇的九十篇。
Please turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
我们再从十四节读起。
Psalm 90, let's again read from verse 14.
到十五节。
To 15.
求你使我们早早地保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。第十五节。
15.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。得到慈爱哦，得到恩惠哦，这个喜乐都是很自然的啦。
And it would be natural for us to feel joyful when we receive mercy and grace.
但是这边又提到说，照着我们受患难的年岁，遭患难的日子，也叫我们有喜乐。
And here it also mentioned, make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble.
这个不简单呢。
This is not easy to do.
有一次小弟去访问一个老婆婆。
There's once I went to visit a more senior woman.
她就直接跟我讲啊。
And she said to me directly.
她说你们传道哦，以后来看我们这些生病的人哦，不要叫我们喜乐。
She said, preacher, when you come to visit those who are ill, please do not ask us to be joyful.
你没有遇到了，你遇到你就知道，怎么可能喜乐得起来？
She said, you had not encountered this situation. If you have, you would know it's impossible to be joyful.
我看也实在是这样子啊。
I think that's indeed true.
所以这边提到说要求啊。求你照你使我们受苦的日子，所以我们求神在这个当中让我们能够提升我们的心境。
So therefore, here you mentioned that we must ask for this. We ask God to give us joy in this difficult time. So we ask God to elevate our attitude.
那到底我们在患难当中能够有什么样的一种观念性的，至少观念性的改变呢？
And so in difficulties, in hardship, what kind of concept can we change?
我们来参考雅各书的第五章。
Please turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter
5. 第五章的第十一节。
James chapter 5 verse 11.
五章十一节。
Chapter 5 verse 11.
那先前能忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过耶伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。这么提到说呢，耶伯他是一个懂得忍耐的人呐。
He mentioned that Job is a man who persevered.
我们称为他是有福的人。
We call him one who is blessed.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他的决局啊，明显神给他是满心慈悲的，大有怜悯的。
Because it's obvious his ending, the ending God gave him was full of compassion and mercy.
所以当我们受苦的时候，让我们来思考约伯的故事吧。
Therefore, when we are afflicted, let us think about the story of Job.
如果有一个人呢，他带着全家出去玩呢。
If a person brought his whole family on vacation.
突然出了车祸，家里的小孩通通死了。
And suddenly there was an accident, all his children died.
回到家，家里被烧了。
And he returned home, his house was burned.
再不久呢，他又得了皮肤癌，从头到脚通通生了疮。
And later on, he had skin cancer, so he had painful sores all over his body.
这种人你怎么叫他喜乐起来？不可能了，很难了。
How can you tell this type of people to rejoice? It's difficult. It's too
difficult. 这个故事啊，如果没有看到结局哦，怎么可能喜乐得起来？
If you do not see the ending of the story, then you will say, "How can he be joyful?"
那至少从故事的结局，我们知道，在这个过程当中呢，神对我们的生命有一个改造啊。
But at least from the ending and from the process, we can see that God would change our life.
原来神给耶伯受苦是提升他生命的品质啊。
God gave Job the suffering so that his quality of his life would be elevated.
耶伯说，当我在受试炼之后，我要成为金金啊，就是杂质都会去掉。
Job said, after my trials, I will become refined gold. That means all the impurities will be removed.
圣经上讲说，鼎是炼银，炉是炼金，唯有神呢，要考验人的心。
And the Bible tells us there are vessels to purify gold and silver, and only God can purify the heart of man.
神为了让我们的生命更能够显出他的光辉啊。
And for our lives to glorify God.
有时候常常借着苦难来熬炼我们啊。
God will train us through tribulation.
让我们更有价值。
So that we have more value.
我们在会堂常常会插花。
In our church, we have these flower arrangements.
那个花都是经过修剪过的。
And they have all been pruned and cut.
路旁的花有价值。
And they have more value than the flowers.
路旁的花有价值，但是没有经过裁剪之后的价值那么样的能够显出它的特性啊。
The flowers on the side of the road has its values, but then the flowers that are being pruned had show more value.
所以神为了要让我们在心中里面那种神的特性可以发挥，所以常常的来修剪我们。
Therefore, in order for our character of God to showing us, God will prune us.
那约伯也因为在受苦之后呢，他对神有更清楚的了解。
And after Job's suffering, he understand God all the more.
弟兄姐妹们，我们从小信主啊。
Brothers and sisters, you have been believing in God since young.
信仰对我们常常是不是只是一个理论而已呢？
Is our faith just a theory?
如果我们没有经过真的经过苦难，
If we never suffered,
什么人真的会去祈求深入的祈求依靠神呢？
Who will ask God deeply and rely on God?
当约伯受苦的时候，他真的很不能了解。
But when Job went through the tribulation, he could not understand.
我这么好的人怎么可能受苦？这样的苦，人家没有拜神的人都没有受这样的苦。
A righteous man like me, how can I suffer this kind of hardship? Other people who do not believe in God does not went through all this.
我说我们礼拜六来聚会。
Sometimes we come to worship God
on
Saturday.
我们每天祷告。
We pray every day.
有时候我们不了解为什么我们要经过生命中这个挫折。
Sometimes we do not understand why do we go through these setbacks in our life.
我们想要跟神来辩论。
We want to argue with God.
我们实在受不了了。
We cannot take this anymore.
当在约伯最没有办法承受的时刻。
But when Job felt that he could not bear this,
神在旋风当中跟他显现。
God came in a whirlwind.
神回答他的问题是用49个问题来回答他。
God answered his question with 49 questions.
没有个问题他可以回答。
And Job could not answer to any one of them.
神说我创造大地根基的时候你在哪里？
God said, where are you when I created the foundation of the earth?
神说是谁为雷电来开路的？
God said, who opened the way for the thunder?
神说是谁来喂山中的狮子 天空的乌鸦？
God said, who fed the lions in the mountains and the birds in the air?
神说是你让鸵鸟那么笨的吗？自己踩自己的蛋。
He said, God said, are you the one who made something foolish that they would kill its own child? Ostriches. Ostriches are so foolish that they would actually accidentally kill their child.
约伯听了之后觉得，神啊，你的旨意原来是我们常常不能了解你的旨意。
And Job said, it's your will that sometimes we cannot understand your will.
你的作为太奇妙。
Your work is wondrous.
我们所经历的只能够用感谢的心情来回答而已。
And what we experience, we can only answer you in thanksgiving.
他只能够懊悔、悔改他以前对神的那种不平啊。
And he could only repent that how he felt God was unjust.
他说我以前风闻有你，现今可以看到你。
He said, I heard of you, now I can see you with my own eyes.
真的没有经过这一段哦，我们没有办法讲出这句话来。
Truly, if you have not experienced this, we cannot say this kind of word.
所以雅各提到说，我们应该感谢的是看到后面的结局了。
Therefore, James here mentioned that what we should be thankful is to see the ending.
因为忍受试炼的人是有福的。
Because those who persevered is
are well. 经过试炼的人，他要承受生命的冠冕呐。
And those who went through trials will receive the crown of life.
读了这一段之后，我不禁要问一个问题啊。
After I read this passage, I have a question.
我说雅各啊，你谈别人家的例子比较好谈呐。
I say, James, it's easy for you to give an example of someone else.
到底诸圣先贤当中呢，哪一个在受苦当中可以说我真的有喜乐的？
And who among the saints and the wise men who can say I have true joy in my suffering?
有的请举手了。
And if you have experienced that, please raise your hand.
我仿佛看到保罗把他的手给举起来了。
I think I see Paul raise up his hand.
我们来看哥林多后书十二章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章第七节。
Chapter 12, verse 7.
哥林多后书十二章第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7.
新约两百五十八页。十二章第七节
Chapter 12 verse 7。
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的猜疑要攻击我，免得我过于自高。第八节
8。
为这事我三次求过主，叫这次离开我，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸口自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力庇护我。第十节
10.
我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。保罗他举手说，没有错，就在我软弱急迫困苦的时候呢，我认为这是我可以喜乐的。
Paul said, "It's indeed true. I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties."
他说他身上有一根刺。
He said there's a thorn in his flesh.
因为他启示很高啊。
Because he received great revelation.
那有人说这根刺呢，可能是他眼睛有毛病。
And some said the thorn might referring to his problem with his eyes.
因为在大马士革的路上呢，他逼迫基督徒，神用道大光照他。那个时候他暂时瞎眼。
Because on his way to Damascus, God shined a great light on him, and he was blind temporarily.
后来神又医治了他。
And later on, God cured him.
那有人说可能这个毛病还继续有存在，就是眼睛不一定看得很清楚了。
And some said he might still have some problems, and that he could not see clearly.
所以他有时候签他的名说，你看我签的字是何等的大。
So sometimes when he signed, and his signature is large.
他很有趣，就说这根刺是撒旦的差役啊。
And he said, very interestingly, he said that this thorn is a messenger from Satan.
明明是生病，怎么跟撒旦扯上关系呢？
And this is an illness, how can you relate it to Satan?
所以有时候我们看到老姐妹哦，她生病，她会讲说，这是魔鬼做工了哦。
And so sometimes when we see more elderly sisters when they're ill, they'll say this is the work of Satan.
这个也没有关系，是撒旦的差役啊。
So this is also a messenger of Satan.
他祷告了三次，神都没有医治他。
And he prayed three times and God never cured him.
所以如果我们有事情，大概祷告三次也可以了哈。
So if we encounter something, it's enough. We pray three times.
保罗医治别人一次就常常一次可以医得好啊。
And when Paul healed others, many times only has to pray once.
但是自己的病呢，没有办法好。
But his own illness could not be killed.
他说呢，可能他以为这是神给他赐免的，他自高了。
And so he thought this is a thorn given to him by God so that he will not grow proud of himself.
真的很多人很少像保罗这么有才华的哦。
It's indeed true that not many people have the talent Paul has.
很多人很有学问，但是不一定能够写作了。
Many people had knowledge, but they might not be able to write.
保罗有学问，他又可以写作。
Paul had knowledge and he was a good writer.
有的人可以写作，但是不一定能够说话。
And some people maybe they can write, but they're not eloquent.
保罗可以写又可以讲。
Paul could write and he could speak.
这样的传道人哦，如果在这个世代，我不想要倒了几次，真的。
And this kind of preacher, if he lives in this world, maybe he will fall many times.
就感谢神，神给他身上一根刺。
But thank God, God gave him a thorn in his flesh.
一直提醒他，这是我的工作，我的能力，不是你的才能啊。
And keep reminding him that this is my work, this is my power, it is not your own talent.
人在一个很顺利的时候呢，很容易自高。
And during successful, smooth times, people could easily grow proud.
看到一则故事，就是在第二次世界大战的时候呢。美国有一艘舰艇叫做印第安纳号。
And I've read a story during World War II. There was a submarine called Indiana.
不是 submarine 哈，是舰艇啊哈。Craft carrier.
The craft carrier.
那因为大战刚宣布结束嘛，所以那个前队的阿兵哥都很高兴啊。
So because the war just ended, so the whole fleet was joyful.
当时有一艘这个日本的潜艇还沉在海底下面。
Oh yeah, that time there's a submarine, a Japanese submarine under the ocean.
刚宣布嘛，反正游戏还没有马上结束嘛，所以呢，他很不甘心哦，就趁他们没有防备的时候，就射了两颗鱼雷上来了。
And so, because it was just ended, so they still feel that they could do something, so they shoot two missiles and attack the mothership.
那个生还的人说，那个潜艇，那个后来军舰啊，就翻过来，很多人都好像从三楼高这样跳到水里面来。
And the survivor said that the ship just flipped and many people jumped from three floors high.
那他们以为很快就会有人来救他们了。
And they thought that very quickly people would come and rescue them.
可是事情太突然，他们来不及送出去信号。
But it was too sudden, so they could not send out the signal.
他们就是海上漂流了很久。
So they were floating on the ocean for a long time.
到了第二天还是第三天，突然之间呢，一群鲨鱼过来了。
And about on the third day, there was a shark that came.
他说鲨鱼很聪明，没有马上攻击他们，一直围着他们绕，绕了很久这样子。
And said that the scoop shark was very clever, and they just circled around them.
后来最后发动了四十分钟的攻击啊。
And later on, they attacked for 40 minutes.
这个三百多个人呢，就快要被吃光了这样子。
And all 300 people, almost all of them died.
后来只有七个人生还了。
Only 7 survived.
这个七个人后来在回忆那一段情况。
And during that time, and later on, the 7 people were thinking back to the incident.
他说你浮在大海之间哦，天那么大，地那么广，你一个人就觉得自己很渺小啊。
And they say when you're floating in the ocean, the sky is vast and the ocean is vast, and you are alone, you feel you're so small.
当鲨鱼来临的时候，你就觉得说自己的能力有时候连一只鲨鱼都不如啊。
And when the shark came, sometimes you will feel that your own ability is not even higher than the shark.
大战结束的时候，大家都非常的骄傲，非常的喜乐。
At the end of the war, everyone was happy and they were proud.
唯有困难来临的时候，大家才会觉得，原来我们真的是不算什么。
Only when difficulty comes, they will understand that they are nothing.
所以神常常用苦难来让我们谦卑，这也是一种恩典。
Therefore, a lot of times God humble ourselves with trials and tribulations. This is a grace.
所以保罗就谈到神对他说的话，说原来我的恩典在你软弱上面是显得完全的。
Therefore, Paul here mentioned that God's power is perfected in his weakness.
保罗可能眼睛不太好。
Paul might not have good eyesight.
但是神的能力没有因为他眼睛不好就让他做不了工啊。
But because of the power of God, even though he had bad eyesight, he could still do work.
神给他更多的启示。
God gave him more revelations.
神给他更有强壮能力的腿，可以跑遍更多的地方。
And stronger legs so that he can go to more places.
所以他想到这里，就以他的困苦、逼迫、急难各方面的软弱为可以喜乐的。
Therefore, when he think about that, he delights in weaknesses, in sorrows, in hardship, and in persecution.
因为他什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
For when I'm weak, then I am strong.
所以盼望我们也能够学习保罗跟这个雅各所说的，至少有个观念性的突破。
So that we hope that we can learn from what Paul and James said, at least we can have a breakthrough in our thoughts.
在苦难当中，照着我们受苦跟患难的日子啊，求神依然给我们有喜乐的心。
In our sufferings, in our hardship, we ask God to give us a joyful heart.
圣经到底教导我们要怎么样得到喜乐呢？
Give us a joyful heart as many as the days that we are afflicted. And how does the Bible tell us to be joyful?
我们来看圣经。
Let's read the Bible.
箴言十二章，如何得到喜乐。
Proverbs chapter 12, how to gain joy.
十二章二十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 25.
十二章二十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 25.
七百七十八页。人心忧虑，期而不生。一句良言使心喜乐，这边说一句好话啊，心就快乐了。
Here says a kind word cheers a person up.
有时候妈妈很喜欢听小朋友那个五六岁的小朋友说话，因为常常会让你一句话就让你很快乐。
Sometimes mothers like to listen to kids who are about 5-6 years old because sometimes when they just have to say one word and it will cheer them up.
有一个妈妈呢，她孩子没有生下来之前就要教育她成为音乐家。
And there was a mother, before the child was born, she wanted to train him to become a musician.
所以在肚子当中一直让他听古典音乐。
So when she was pregnant, she kept playing music, classical music.
长大之后这个孩子对音乐一点兴趣都没有啊。
But after the child grew up, he had no interest in music.
那五岁有一次在车上，他突然之间对一首歌啊，一直瞪大眼睛在听啊。
And when he was five,one time they're riding in the car, he got interested in a music.
那可能是一个欢愉的歌，因为那个歌词一直在谈到一句话，就是我要为你，我要为你 ，I'm for you, huh?
And so it should be a translated song because the lyric kept mentioning, I'm for you.
就妈妈一看到这个小朋友突然对歌曲有兴趣，就很高兴啊。
And so when the mother saw that this child suddenly has interest in music, she was very happy.
说弟弟啊，你为什么突然喜欢歌曲了？
And said, my son, why do you suddenly have interest in music?
弟弟说，妈妈，那个阿姨一直在讲说，我要喂你，我要喂你，她到底要喂我吃什么？
And so the son said, mom, how come this lady is singing, I'm for you, and in Chinese, and that sounds like feeding me in Chinese, so he asked, what is she going to feed me?
妈妈说，原来不是对音乐有兴趣，是对吃有兴趣了。
And so the mother realized that her son was not interested in music, but interested in food.
所以一句话就让她觉得很高兴。
So one word would cheer up the mother.
当然这里说一句良言使心喜乐，更指着圣经上，因为神的话好像下地的蜜一样甘甜。
And of course, here when you mention a kind word cheers a person up, this also refers to words in the Bible because the words in the Bible are like honey dripping down.
真的，有时候我们讲一句话会使人家很喜乐的。
It is indeed true that a lot of times when we just say a kind word, many people will be joyful.
但是有时候讲话也真的不容易。
But sometimes it's hard to say the right word.
当以撒跟着爸爸要去山上献祭的时候。
When Isaac went up to the mountain with the father to make an offering,
问爸爸说, 爸爸, 火跟柴都有了, 献祭的羊羔在哪里呢?
He asked the father that we have prepared the wood and the fire, where is the lamb for offering?
如果我是亚伯拉罕, 我就说, 儿啊, 那个羊羔就是你。
If I'm Abraham, I would say that my son, the lamb is you.
我看他大概会伤心死了,
and I think he will be really sad.
亚伯拉罕不是这样说的哦。
But Abraham did not say that.
说神必预备,
so God will prepare.
后来两个可以同行,
so that they can walk together.
当哈拿心中非常愁苦的时候,
when Hannah felt sad,
没有办法吃喝,
and she could not eat or drink,
后来她怎么得到安慰的呢?
How did she gain comfort?
如果一个不能生孩子的妇人来到教会, 我们怎么安慰她呢?
If a woman who cannot bear a child comes to church, how do we comfort this woman?
我们跟她讲说, 哎, 你忍耐一下。
Maybe we'll just tell her to bear this.
但是以利是他这样说, 愿以色列的神, 你平平安安地回去, 愿以色列的神, 垂听你的祷告, 按你所祈求的应许你。
But Eli said to her, return home peacefully, and may the Lord of Israel grant you your wish as you have requested.
一句话就让他回家可以吃得下饭。
Just one word, and Hannah could return home and could eat.
有时候, 门徒非常的害怕,
and sometimes the disciples would fear.
耶稣说, 只要信, 不要怕,
and the Lord said, just believe, do not fear.
一句话让那个急躁的心呢, 可以安静的下来,
and one word can calm an anxious heart.
所以有时候说一句话, 可以造就很多的人,
therefore a lot of times we say one word can edify many.
啊, 有一个传道在台上见证,
a preacher once testified.
他说有一次他去看一个病人,
she said once she went to he went to visit a person who's ill.
看到那个病人, 那个慕道朋友已经是, 啊, 皮包着骨头,
and the patient, the truth seeker, was so thin that you can just see skin wrap around bones.
他太太一块跟他去了,
and
他的太太一块跟他去,
and the pastor's wife went with the pastor.
看他这么可怜哦, 啊, 他就牵住那个病人的手了,
and saw that situation so pitiful, so he held the hand of the patient.
他说你是, 你今天受苦哦, 不是没有意义的,
he said that your suffering is not without meaning.
以后你好起来之后呢, 要帮助更多的人,
when you're cured, you must help more people.
啊, 那个女士啊, 眼泪就掉下来了,
and so the lady shed tears.
后来来受洗了,
later on, she was baptized.
有时候这种话, 我们真的要学习,
sometimes we have to learn these kind of words.
一句良言使心喜乐,
a kind word cheer up a person.
我们怎么样能够喜乐呢?
And how can we be joyful?
我们再看箴言的15章,
please turn to Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言15章,
Proverbs chapter 15,
30节,
verse 30.
15章30节,
chapter 15 verse 30.
言有光使心喜乐，好信息使骨滋润。前面提到说言有光，心就喜乐。
The first part mentioned that a cheerful look brings joy to the heart.
我们来看10章的28节。
Now let's turn to chapter 10 verse 28.
什么叫光呢?
What is light?
10章28节。
Chapter 10 verse 28.
义人的盼望必得喜乐。 那个光啊, 就好像人在失望当中的一个盼望, 一个方向一样。
And this light is a hope when a person is saddened or disheartened.
说不定有时候你去跟你的孩子去走那个, 去爬山了,
maybe sometimes you go hiking with your children.
有时候会经过一些山洞,
and you will pass some tunnels.
有时候那个洞黑漆漆的, 如果对方来, 有带手电筒一来, 一有光, 你就知道怎么走了。
And it'll be really dark inside, so if you have a flashlight and it will bring you light, you know the way and you will be joyful.
那是我们的一个盼望。
And that is a hope we have.
盼望是信心的张力啊。
And hope is what drives our faith.
当耶稣基督在十字架上面受苦的时候, 什么样能够让他忍受那个十字架的苦难呢?
When Lord Jesus suffered on the cross, what is it that allowed him to bear such suffering?
实际上讲说是摆在他前面的喜乐, 让他可以轻, 暂时轻看苦难。
The Bible tells us it's the joy that placed in front of him so that he can temporarily look lightly upon the suffering.
所以当我们困难的时候要仰望着神的帮助、啊、
Therefore, in difficulty, we must look up to the help of God.
有一次我跟我的小朋友去走这个山路。
Once I went hiking on the mountain with my children.
那时候他很小我的孩子很小。
At that time, my children were young.
他说爸爸我好累你背背我 要我背他。
And he said, I'm so tired, please carry me.
我就跟他讲说，哎，你打开你的耳朵听听看，你听到什么？
And I said, listen with your ear, tell me what you heard.
有没有听到瀑布的声音？
Do you see a waterfall? Do you hear a waterfall?
他说有。
He said, yes.
他就用这个脚本来很累的，说有，然后就跑步的，就跑到那个瀑布去了。
Originally, he felt tired, but when he heard the waterfall, he ran over to the waterfall.
因为他有一个盼望。
Because he had hope.
他的脚就再也不累了。
Then he no longer feels tired.
所以常常我们的生命是这样子的。
And it's the same in our lives.
我们圣经在跟我们讲说，我们只要活着就有盼望。
The Bible tells us we have hope as long as we're living.
圣经上说呢，一个活着的狗呢，比死着的狮子还强啊。
And the Bible tells us a living dog is stronger than a dead lion.
我们中国人说这个活着的乞丐胜过一个死的皇帝、啊、
And in Chinese saying, a living beggar is better than a dead king.
圣经说死的人呢，他没有恨，没有爱，也没有嫉妒，什么都没有了。
The Bible tells us a dead person has no love, no hate, and no jealousy.
只要与活着相连的人呢，他就有盼望。
As long as you live, then a living person has hope.
既然有盼望，我们就应该有喜乐。
And since we have hope, then we have joy.
经上说每个早晨都是新的。
The Bible tells us every morning is new.
每个早晨我们都感受到新的一天，神有新的慈爱跟带领。
Every morning we can experience that this is a new day and there is the mercy of God and the guidance of God.
真的，我们觉得有时候神的爱像咖啡啊。
It's indeed true. Sometimes we feel that the love of God is like coffee.
每天早上起来，你喝一杯咖啡。
Every morning when you wake up, you take a cup of coffee.
有时候这个咖啡是苦的。
Sometimes the coffee is bitter.
但是你知道它会给你精神啊。
But you know that it will bring you, give you more energy.
有时候我们今天面对的是苦的东西啊。
Sometimes what we face is bitter.
但是好像咖啡也是神的香醇，也是神的爱。
Just like coffee also smells good, it's this good fragrance from God, love from God.
当然我们也盼望那个咖啡里面有糖跟奶精啊。
Of course we hope the coffee also has sugar and milk.
一个盼望，眼有光，使心喜乐。
And this hope, this light will cheer up a person's heart.
我们怎么样在主里面得到喜乐呢？
And how can we rejoice in the Lord?
我们来看以赛亚书的56章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 56.
以赛亚书56章。
Isaiah chapter 56.
第七节
Verse 7
旧约868页以赛亚书56章第七节
Isaiah chapter 56 verse 7
我必领他们到我的圣山使他们在祷告我的圣殿中喜乐他们的欢祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳因我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿我们在神的圣山祷告呢是我们心中的喜乐
And when we pray on the holy mountain of God, this gives us joy in our hearts.
我们来看六十一章。
Please turn to chapter 61.
以赛亚书六十一章。
Isaiah chapter 61.
第一节在谈到神的圣灵临在我们身上。
The first verse talk about the Holy Spirit of God comes upon us.
我们请读英文读第三节。
I'll read the Chinese, the English verse, verse 3. Verse 3, and provide for those who give in Zion, and bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor.
这里这个英文很美哈、哦，他说当神的灵降下来的时候呢，会让漂亮来代替灰尘呐、
啊。And the English version is very beautiful. Here says when the Spirit of God descends, the crown of beauty will replace ashes.
啊，那个喜乐会代替悲哀呀、啊。
And joy will replace sorrow.
那个赞美会代替沉重心情的沉重。
And praise will replace despair.
所以真的当神的临到我们身上的时候呢我们会有这样子美好的感觉会有喜乐的感觉、啊、
Therefore it's indeed true when the Spirit of God comes upon us we all have such wonderful feelings such joyful feelings
神的国不在乎吃喝、啊、
The kingdom of God is not about eat or drink
是在乎圣灵当中的喜乐
It's about joy in the spirit.
其实吃吃喝喝也是很快乐的。
Of course, eating and drinking can make us happy.
但是神的国在圣灵当中的喜乐比吃喝更快乐。
But the kingdom of God, this joy in the spirit, is even more joyful than just eating and drinking.
其实有时候真的，我们圣灵充满的时候，我们才有办法讲一剂良缘，或是才有办法看到盼望呢。
It is indeed true that when we're filled by the Holy Spirit, then we can say a kind word or we can see hope.
那或者讲出来的话，都有时候甚至使人更哀伤，也不一定。
Otherwise, sometimes the words we say will make a person sadden.
我们来看罗马书的十五章十三节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
罗马书十五章十三节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
这是非常安慰人的词句哦。
These are very comforting words.
十五章十三节。
Chapter 15, verse 13.
225页，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐、平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。当我们有圣灵的能力的时候呢，我们就会充满盼望。
When we have the power of the Holy Spirit, we'll be filled with hope.
那因为有圣灵的能力，神借着信呢，将诸般的喜乐跟平安充满我们的心。
And because we have the Holy Spirit through our faith, God fills us with hope and joy.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们忧伤的时候，我们要来教会找两三个人一起同心合意的祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when you feel sorrowful, you must come to church and pray with two or three of your friends.
那种祷告的喜乐，圣经形容说：“愿你与我亲嘴，因为你的爱情比酒更美。”
And this joy that comes in our prayer is like what's described in the Bible. Please, the Lord kisses us because your words are better than wine.
那个祷告就是跟神在灵里面的一种非常亲密的交往。
Prayer is a very close relationship we have with God.
那个喜乐一定是油然而生的啦。
And joy will come naturally.
有一次圣何西教会到野外去有一个 retreat 哈，去有一个这个退休会。
And once we have a retreat held by San Jose Church.
那有不同的教会也在那里啦。
And there are members from other churches.
晚上十点多，我们想要到餐厅去吃泡面了。
And it was about 10 p.m. We wanted to go to a restaurant to have instant noodle.
那看到另外一组人呢，他们还在那边呢。
And we saw that the other group was still there.
原来他们是学生的一个退休会。
And that was a
就是他们的 retreat 啦 ，youth retreat.
Oh, they have a youth retreat.
那我们就注意到，哎，奇怪，那个小朋友呢，怎么每一个从里面出来都会掉眼泪，然后到厕所里面去擦眼泪这样子啊？
And we were observing them. We find it's quite weird that how come all the children that came out were crying and they went to the bathroom to wipe their tears.
我们就进去看，哎呀，他们就放那个我们听不懂的音乐，我们听好像是热门音乐。
And we went in and we saw that they were playing this music that sounded like pop music to us.
然后他们的辅导员跟学生呢就会抱在一起祷告。
And their counselors and the students would hug each other and pray.
祷告的内容大概很感人，所以到最后学生都要出去擦眼泪这样子了。
And maybe the content of the prayer was really touching, so all the students went out to wipe their tears.
那我们的小朋友也看到了。
And our children saw that.
他们也跟着很感动哎。
And they were very touched.
我说老师，为什么我们都不跟他们这样祷告？我们也抱起来呀，我们也换音乐呀，我们也来祷告啊。
And they asked us, teacher, how come we don't pray like them? Let's play some music and let's hug each other and pray like this.
我想这样祷告大概也可以啦哈。
I think it's okay to pray like this.
那可以用各种方法祷告嘛。
Of course, we can use many different ways to pray.
但是哈，我们圣灵里面的喜乐哦，不是外来的刺激呢。
But our joy that comes from the Spirit is not a stimuli from outside.
如果我们祷告会的时候，我到每个小朋友旁边，跟他一直讲说：“哦，神爱你呢，哦，你要认真哦，你要……”我看他大概不晓得会怎么样哈。
If during our prayer session, I go to the students and whisper by their ears, say, "God loves you. You must study hard."
也可以啦。
And I don't know what reaction she will have. Of course, we can try this.
但是小弟觉得我们圣灵当中的喜乐真的是由内而外的。
But I truly feel that the joy in spirit comes from inside.
当我们真的祷告到圣灵深处去的时候。
And when we truly pray deep in our spirit.
我发觉到很多弟兄姐妹可以体会到神在他后面给他拥抱起来那种感觉，就是抱着他安慰他。
And many brothers and sisters could feel that God was holding them from behind and holding them and comforting them.
神在祷告当中，自然而然让我们的忧伤能够去掉， 脸上带着笑容啊。
In our prayers, naturally God removed our sorrow and so that we have joy and smile on our face.
所以求主帮助我们呢。
Therefore we ask God to help us.
啊，让我们能够在主里面一生一世有欢呼跟喜乐。
So that in the Lord we rejoice and be glad all the days of our lives.
在那个老人中心要结束的在布道的时候呢，我们有时候会献诗了哦。
And doing our evangelical work at the senior home, sometimes we would sing hymns.
那小弟就注意到一个现象。
And I've noticed a phenomenon.
老人中心有个笼子，笼子里面有一只有一只鸟啦。
And there was a cage, and there's a bird in the cage.
那个当我们唱到很好听的时候，那个鸟会跟着唱歌哦。
And when we sing to really wonderful.Part and the bird would sing with us.
那个鸟唱的声音也很好听哦。
And that bird sings really well too.
我就在想说，其实啊，有时候我们的人生啊，好像笼中的鸟一样。
And I thought sometimes our life is just like a caged bird.
但即使笼中的鸟，它也可以歌唱哦。
But a caged bird can sing as well.
当神的灵充满在我们心中的时候
，When the spirit of God fills our heart.
当我们心目当中有盼望的时候
，When your heart we have hope.
当我们可以彼此用良言勉励的时候
，When we can encourage one another with kind words.
生命会充满的诗歌啊
，Then our life would fill with praise and hymns.
唱诗
，Let's sing hymn.